7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find four countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only place. But I believe in the people and these things. Cause when them eat and things go the people way.
One day them dead and them not dead.
But when them think and things go the people way.
One day
them dead and them not dead. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to run people like. But a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. Cause when them think them thing go the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead.
But when them think them thing goes another way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead.
Second richest countries in the world. What do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called is. I'm homeless.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, November the 3rd, 2013. Now, I want to move from that lesson to a couple of other things that I saw. I've been reading scripture for decades and decades and decades, but because we all need to keep studying and advancing our brains and our minds. And then when we go back to scripture, we are able to see deeper into what we have been looking at for years. Okay, sisters and brothers, we've been talking about Moses and Moshe, talking about how the scriptures are teaching us to get up and stand up for freedom, justice, and equality, and how that land, Israel, Palestine, is symbolic of the earth. The universe is moving the human family to deal with this system of death and overthrow this system of death and bring in the new system of life that is based on the life-giving life of the universe, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Haba. That's what this universe is teaching us. So I was thinking on serpents. I can't even remember how I got to this, but I was remembering what Jesus said. Oh, I know what happened. The scripture was quoted in church where Jesus said, take up serpents. You drink any deadly thing, you won't be hurt. And so I said, you know what? I have to look up the definitions of those words, because preachers and ministers and whatnot and so-called Christians, who are Christians, not doubting that, we don't know really what the scripture is speaking of, but because we have not taken the time to research the definitions of these words. So now, I began to look at St. Mark chapter 16, 17 through 18, where Jesus says that the signs, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Well, whose name? Yahushua. What does that name mean? Health, wealth, prosperity, deliverance, and liberty. We must become Yahushua and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor, that all may have health, wealth, and prosperity, vengeance. We must warn the wicked ruling class that the Most High is to seek vengeance on them for creating such a wicked system. And as long as we go along with them, vengeance comes upon our heads. But in my name, Yahushua, shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall, verse 18, take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. All right. These signs, these wonderful signs and confounding signs, that these signs shall follow we who understand this message. As we work on behalf of Yahushua, and as we begin to cast out devils, Samaon is a mark and a token, a person or thing distinguished from others and is known, a sign, a prodigy, a portent. A portent has to do with something. You're looking at it and it shows you what the future holds. So we are standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And we are the very tokens and signs of the Most High. And when you look at us standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness, we become the portents for the future. We become those signposts that you look at to know that the universe is moving us towards freedom, justice, and equality. When you look at Dr. King, when you look at Minister Malcolm X, when you look at Marcus Garvey, when you look at Elijah Muhammad, when you look at Fannie Lou Hamer, when you look at Sojourner Truth, when you look at Harriet Tubman, when you look at Ella Baker, when you look at all of these men and women who stood up, they were signs to us that the future is bright for the poor working class masses of people. We just have to get through this time period and hold on to the power of the universe and understand that the power of the universe is here to empower us to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. We who believe in Yahushua, we who believe in health, wealth, and prosperity for all, we who believe, the word believe having to do with thinking to be true, persuaded of, to credit, to place confidence in. So we believe in Yahushua. We believe in health, wealth, and prosperity for all. We believe that the masses of the people, we need to be delivered and liberated so that the universe may provide liberally, that we may experience the liberal blessings of the universe. So we are the believers, and we shall do what, Yahushua? Cast out devils. The word cast out, to cast out and drive out. We're on the Greek side now because we're in the book of Mark. Ekbalo. Cast out, drive out, send out. Even with violence, it says. To drive out, cast out of the world. Deprive of power and influence that he exercises in the world. Cast out who? Cast out devils. And the word devils here is defined as divine power, deity, divinity. So we're talking about the science of the spirit world. The word devil is daimonion. This is where we get our word demon. And so what the African Hebrews taught the Greeks, taught the European Greeks to differentiate between spirit energy. You have good spirit energy. That is the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. But what about those wicked spirit energies, those wicked soul energies? They were all called Elohim in the Old Testament, but we knew and understood that there were good Elohim and bad Elohim. So now the African Hebrew scientists taught the European Greeks, and then we gave the European Greeks this word to differentiate between the good Elohim and the bad Elohim. And so now the bad Elohim are called demons or devils or daimonians, which is 1140 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, to differentiate and zero in on the evil spirits, the evil deities, the evil spirit energies, the ministers of the devil. So we are to cast out devils. We are to deprive the devils of their power. Now, this means that we must get involved in the affairs of the earth. We must get involved in the politics of the earth, get involved in the government of the earth, so that we can deprive Satan and the demons of their power by taking the earth from the wicked. They shall cast out devils and speak with new tongues. And then verse 18, take up serpents, and they shall drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, this word serpents. See, I believed, as we were taught, that these were individuals taking up serpents, or maybe accidentally being bitten by serpents and snakes. And so, you know, snakes have poison, and because they're believers, the signs would be, you know, I won't die from the snake bite. But I always remembered that Jesus said, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And then I began to understand through research that the serpent, I'm trying to find this word. Oh, man. Oh, I think I got it now. I think I got it. Seraphim. Oh, man, I can't find it all of a sudden. Seraphim. Man. Okay, I think I'm going to just have to do it on memory and then give it to you later, sisters and brothers. Let's just deal with this snake, serpent. So Jesus said, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, because the serpent symbolizes wisdom. Now, in Genesis, what you have, the serpent is being used to symbolize how wisdom can be used by the wicked to deceive the masses of the people. But originally, the serpent represents wisdom. And I need to find that seraphim. You see, in the African Hebrew language, the word seraphim is the word for a flying winged serpent that has healing within itself through the poison. This is science. See, Jesus is saying here that the believers will take up the serpent, not to be bitten, but the serpent represents wisdom. So we are going to take up wisdom. And what are we going to do, Jesus? If something bites us with, if we drink any poison, any deadly thing, it won't hurt us, because the wicked ruling class are going to be doing things to poison us and and trying to harm us, to stop us from standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness. So taking up the serpent, the word take up is 142 aro. To raise, to elevate, to lift up, to raise from the ground, to elevate, to draw up, to remove. So we are taking up the serpent as a sign of wisdom, that we are to take up wisdom. And as we take up the serpent, take up the seraphim. I wish I could find that seraphim. I'm not spelling it right. Seraphim. Man, I need to, oh, is seraphim, is that it? Did I get it? Man, I didn't get it. Seraphim. Man, sisters and brothers, if you research cherubim and seraphim, you will get into the study of the spirit world and the angelic world. And you will see, we will see, that these words have to do with spirit energy. And I'm not going to find it right now. And so the seraphim are those winged serpents with healing and wisdom. And so Moses, remember now, Moses is an African. And Moses in the wilderness, when the people were falling victim to, I believe it was poisons. And so Moses raised the golden serpent. It may have been winged, but the serpent was on a staff. And that serpent on the staff began to heal the people. It was the power of the Most High in the universe with wisdom and healing, healing the people spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. And so we see that symbol today on your medicine, on your doctors, on the ambulances. That is an African symbol. The serpent on the staff with wings is an African symbol. And in the African Hebrew language, it was called the seraphim. Once again, the seraphim were angelic beings that were winged, that were fiery because of poison, and symbolized wisdom and symbolized healing. When you go to the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, they don't want to admit that the Hebrews are African and had the same belief system as the African Kemet and want to separate the two, but you can't, because the African Hebrews and African Kemet are Ethiopian black people, and in Africa, the serpent once again represented wisdom and healing. Now you have a constellation called Draco. And this constellation, Draco, is the serpent. The Africans studied the universe and saw that serpent in the constellation and began to teach about the serpent as wisdom and healing, and how that power is within the human being, and we must control that power and utilize that power. So Yahushua is saying, go within ourselves and raise up that power. And then when you go to Genesis and see how that power can be manipulated by the wicked, we must control that power and not allow that power to be manipulated by the wicked, but we raise up that power, serpentine power, wisdom and healing. And see, when we raise up that power, then we can fight against the poisons of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. And then if we are struck by their poisonous actions, the Africans studied that serpent, seeing that the poison is the antidote. The poison is the very antidote for the affliction and the disease. This is African science, studying the serpent, studying poison, studying disease, studying the antidote. So you and I raise up that serpentine power is what Yahushua is saying. Take up the serpent. Take up the seraphim within ourselves. Take up that power, that wisdom, that healing power, that African knowledge. And if the wicked ruling class, then it was Caesar and the wicked powers of Rome. Today, it's the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. And as they shoot poison at us, we won't be hurt. We won't be harmed. As they try to infiltrate our brains with their poisonous doctrines, it won't matter because we have tapped into that serpentine power. We have tapped into the seraphim power. We have become the serpent. And Jesus, Yahushua says, is if I be lifted up, is it I will heal all men or draw all men unto me? He is putting himself on the cross, symbolizing the serpent on the staff with wings. Jesus, Yahushua, is saying, I am that power of healing. I am that power of wisdom. And so we become Yahushua, and we become the healing, serpentine, wise power healing the people. And this picture in verse 18 of chapter 16, is that what I'm looking at? Of Mark, is showing us that the human family is sick. The human family is in need of help. The word sick is without strength and weak and sick. And so we have that power to heal and strengthen the human family. And when it says, lay hands on the sick, that word hands is care, feminine noun. So this is the sacred feminine within us. That power in the universe that went into the agency of the universe, that is the helper and power in the universe, the dynamic power in the universe that symbolizes the might, activity, and power of the Most High that went into the creation of the universe, that upholds and preserves creation and punishes the wicked ruling class and ruling families and determines the destinies and controls the destinies of men and women. That word is one of the etymological roots of Christ, Christos. So the power of Christ, Christos, coming through the feminine in our hands, having power within us, raising up that serpentine power of healing and wisdom. We lay hands on the poor working class masses of the people. And as we become that healing power, as we become that wisdom power, the human family, poor working class masses, shall recover. And the word recover is beautifully, finely, and excellently, and well, and honorable, and honor. We shall be well. We shall be honorable. We shall be fine. We shall be beautiful. We shall be noble and commendable and be in a good place and comfortable and be well, as in the recovering of health. So this is African teaching. This is what we must do. This is who we are. We are Moshe. We are Aaron. We are Yahushua. We are that serpentine power, seraph, seraphim. And seraph has to do with that fire, and fire in the African Hebrew language and other places is that sacred feminine power. And we are speaking with new tongues, with the fire and power of Mother Holy Spirit. And we are the seraph. We have that power of the seraph within us, and we are being empowered to do the will of the Most High, stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness, and deliver this whole earth and universe of wickedness, death, hell, and destruction. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.